This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. A Penn scientist faked his research. Meanwhile, a state law curbs how much victims of catastrophic events can get. Amtrak's adding more trains. Lastly, they stole the signs. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. William Ed Armstead was a scientist at the University of Pennsylvania researching the effects of a drug called phenylephrine on newborn pigs with brain injuries, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. But while Armstead claimed he had success with results, in 2019, officials were alerted to something fishy. And after about 4 years of investigation, it was concluded that Armstead faked his research, using or falsifying graphs or images on a bunch of occasions, and even using certain methods and experiments that were different from how they were described in the study. On top of that, he couldn't produce original data to show where some calculations came from after his results got called into question. Armstead eventually left his job at Penn and agreed to a 7-year ban on conducting federally funded research, and Penn paid the government back nearly $1.7 million in grant funds. This isn't the first time this podcast has covered research misconduct, by the way. Today, NPA reported on another scientist at Temple this time who was accused of similar misconduct and, according to Fed regulators, over 200 such allegations are made each year. Municipalities and state bodies in Pennsylvania used to enjoy a complete immunity from civil damages until the 1978 passing of the Tort Claims Act, reports the Tribune Review. This statute lays the groundwork for when someone can sue a government entity, such as in the case of accidents involving government-owned vehicles, medical malpractice, and so on. However, it also limits how much money a person can get from such lawsuits. $250,000 for the state and $500,000 for local governments. Basically, no matter how much money a jury awards a person, people involved in catastrophic events can't get more than either of those amounts, no matter how many victims. In the case of the 2022 Fern Hollow Bridge collapse, for example, the 8 victims won't get more than that $500,000 from Pittsburgh, and that's in total, not even per person. Officials such as City of Pittsburgh solicitor Chris Yakubiak claim these caps are a means to protect against abuse use of taxpayer money. Attorney Peter Guione, who is one of the people against them, puts it into context. Quote, "If 20 people died on that bridge, their families are splitting $500,000. Amtrak's adding new trains through Pennsylvania, states Penn Live. This is to keep up with heightened demand, according to Amtrak officials, and includes an additional weekday morning departure from Philly's 30th Street Station to Penn Station in New York. For more information, go ahead and click on that podcast link. People really love to steal signs in Levittown, says PhillyBurbs.com. Or specific signs, anyway. The sign for Smoke Tree Road, for example, has been stolen so much that the Bucks County Township has had to grease the aluminum light it's attached to. To no avail, though. One resident saw someone try to steal it anyway, although he did slide off before he could. People around the area think signs like Smoke Tree and others get stolen because thieves get a kick out of the innuendos their names imply. The only other one I can mention for context on this podcast is High Street. The rest you'll have to read the article to see. That's all for today. For more news, visit PennLive.com. And please don't forget to rate this podcast wherever you may listen to it and leave an honest review should you like. Thanks in advance. And of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll see you tomorrow for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.